As I was a-roving for pleasure one day, for sweet recreations and sore cast away, I sat in a tavern, and by me a glass, there happened to come in a young Indian lass. She stepped up to me and took hold of my hand, saying, "You look like a stranger away from your land. But if you will follow, you are welcome to come. And I live by myself in a snug little home." Just as the sun set behind the blue sea, I wandered alone with my little Maui. Together we rambled, together we roved, till we came to her house in a coconut grove. With fondest expressions, she said unto me, "If you will consent to live along with me, and never shall go roving upon the salt sea, the language I'll learn you is of the Isle of Maui." To which I replied, "That never can be, for I have a sweetheart in my own country, and never will forsake her in her poverty. She has a heart that is as true as the lass of Maui." Well, early next morning, by the dawn of the day, I grieved her to the heart when these words I did say. "I am going to leave you, so farewell, my dear. My ship has weighed anchor, and for home we will steer." The last time I saw her, she was down on the strand. As my boat passed by her, she waved her hand, saying, "When you get home to the girl that you love, remember the maid in the coconut grove." Now I am safe landed on my own native shore. My friends and relations gather round me once more. Not one that comes round me, not one do I see, that can be compared with the lass of Maui. This young Indian was handsome, she was modest and kind. She acted her part to the heavens divine. For when I was a stranger, she took me to her home. So I'll think on the Maui as I wander alone.